Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. You got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. It's Live and Local now for a Monday. And joining us now, a guy that's run for governor. He has traversed our state on a bicycle, all 17 counties. And he joins us. He's a regular on this show. My buddy Jared Fisher from Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. Jared, first of all, thanks for joining us. Over the weekend, the first full weekend in phase one, a lot of people were out. There were a lot of people, there were not huge amounts of crowds, but a lot of people out at like Town Square and some of the eateries around town that are now doing dine-in. But there are still a lot of people who are afraid to go out. We have scared people to death to go outside. And there are people that just, they see it as a binary choice. I stay in, I live, I get out, and I die, or I get the coronavirus. Which group are you in? Have you had a chance to get out?
Yeah, hi, Kevin. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, actually, I've been out a lot. As you know, I'm kind of an outdoorsy guy anyways. I like to spend the time in the outdoors with my family. We go biking almost every day. My little 8-year-old girl's been riding 15 to 20 miles a day on her bike. It's been absolutely fantastic. In fact, last week we spent 2 evenings down on the strip, riding 2 hours up and down the strip on bicycles. So, yeah, we've been out
on Las Vegas Boulevard.
Oh, absolutely. It's absolutely fantastic. In fact, on, I think it was Thursday night, we saw more people on bikes than we did in cars. There must have been 1,000 people on bikes on the strip. You can't even get one of the RTC bike share bikes nowadays. Like, you've got to... You gotta search those things out because they got tons of bikes and they're just rented out every day. So it's a bike craze going on right now and people are getting out. So, but yeah, we're seeing more and more people get outside. I think it's kind of the boy in the plastic bubble story where if you remember that movie back in
John
Travolta was the star. Yeah, I mean he lived all these years in this bubble until he was 18 years old and then he walks out and he realized he doesn't die. I kind of think that's what people are starting to figure out right now, that they can go outside, they can keep their distance, and they're not going to die.
And is there a medical or scientific advantage, you think, to the outdoors, the fact that germs are dispersed out in the ether, out in the universe, but they probably won't find you?
Yeah, I mean, let's face it. I mean, most people aren't hiking shoulder to shoulder, cheek to cheek. I mean, they're hiking 5, 6, 10 feet, 20 feet, 20 yards ahead of each other, behind each other. Everyone goes different speeds. Yeah, I mean, for the most part, you're not going to be getting sick going on a hike. And I was just out on a trail run this morning and a mountain bike ride this morning. And, I pass bike riders. We keep our distance, roll up to them. We have a little chat. We're 10 feet apart. And we just keep rolling. There's so much space out there. Let's face it. We live in one of the most dispersed states in the United States of America here. I mean, if you can't go out your back door and find space, you've got some problems. You're pretty much pretty isolated human being. But we're wide open here in Nevada. I mean, that's our slogan, right?
Exactly. Victor Jakes joining us. I'm sorry, excuse me. Jared Fisher joining us from Escape Adventures and Las Vegas Cyclery. Where are we in? What are the restrictions now that the governor has imposed on us as far as getting out into the great outdoors?
Well, I think the governor's realizing that people don't want to be locked up anymore, and so we're starting to see some ease on those restrictions, letting people go outside more. We've got golf courses opening up, and we've got businesses opening up under certain restrictions. We finally have started allowing customers into our facilities, and we were able to set things up within the facility to make sure people keep their distances. But, most people are pretty smart. They're not going to people are going to stay away from people they don't know, and they're going to, give an air five instead of a high five to people they do know. They don't want to get sick, but they also understand that they've got to live their lives. And we've had pandemics in the past. I was just, while I was out mountain biking this morning, I like to read books, and I was reading up on the Spanish flu. And that was a much worse pandemic than we have now. And that affected the stronger individuals of the world. It wasn't the young and the old. It was the people who were healthy. But we've got just the opposite now. We've got people who are healthy who are not the ones getting sick right now. So, I mean, that's the majority of our public, anyways. So, getting out. The governor has made it a little bit easier. I do, however, think he's a couple weeks behind the curve. But that's my own opinion. But at least we're seeing things open up. People are starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Just this morning, of course, we've been hearing about a vaccine that looks really promising. That's going to boost people's the perception of reality being that things are going to be getting better. So,
and by the way, it's also boosting my 401k. Stocks are like, no, stocks are up over 800. So, I mean, keep going.
Yeah, it will. It'll keep going. We'll get out of this, Kevin. It's not gonna last forever. And like I said, I mean, earlier when we've been talking in the past, those businesses out there. I'm a business guy myself. I'm in multiple different businesses, and right now, we've been finding that some of our competitors out of state have really just kind of thrown in the towel, and they've decided to kind of give up for a while. And I've found that to be the most effective time for business to reposition themselves and to come back full force. We can use this time that we've had down as businesses to really ramp up, reinvent our businesses, look at the way we've been running our businesses, and get things rolling again. So, that's kind of my advice to some of those businesses out there is use this time to improve your businesses. Find the things that have been holding you back in the past, things that you need to improve upon, and take this time to improve on those things, because people are going to be expecting more and more when we come out of this. We've noticed with our customers, there's going to be a new normal, and it's already been happening. We can tell that from our customers and just the things that they're asking us now. We've got to be on board with what those needs are as businesses and make sure that we're addressing those needs of our customers, so that we will remain in business and be strong on the other end.
Is an example of that kind of reinventing and rethinking, tweaking with the business model, so to speak. Is that what we could talk about relative to Escape Adventures? Because my understanding is Escape Adventures deals a lot with people who are here via tourism. We don't have any tourism right now. Is that the kind of business that you'd have to look at and say, hey, is this business model right for the post-COVID-19 era?
Yeah. I've got to say, when I was down on the Strip riding with my family, the Strip is dead as a doornail, except for the people, riding bikes and some drivers on the Strip. let's face it, when that strip is closed, there are tons of businesses in this state, this city that are absolutely closed. Absolutely zero tourism going on right now. You know, our tourism side of our company is dead in the water right now. However, we are rebuilding our tour company right now. In the past, we've noticed things we needed to improve upon. We are already putting those things into place because once these casinos open back up and we start to see the tourism trickle back in, they're going to be going to those companies that have addressed these COVID-19 issues and are making sure that they're safe when they're out on these excursions, you know, whether it be bus tours, Grand Canyon tours, you know, helicopter tours, whatever it may be, D2D companies, destination management companies, they need to reinvent themselves on the offerings that they have for their clients. Those things are vitally important. And again, you know, we're seeing companies out there that are really doing nothing right now. I think it's a lost opportunity for business who does nothing during a time when you have this opportunity to rebuild your company. It will not be the same out the other end.
Well, and in fact, I'm going to give you an example of one that comes to mind is the To-Go or, you know, Grubhub or Postmates or any of those that actually deliver food. I'm told that millennials are embracing that's a better way of doing it. You don't even have to go outside. You don't have to jump in the car. You don't have to, if you're a woman, put makeup on. You can just order and have all this great food from these great restaurants, and that the next, I don't know, the next business model of restaurants being created, all of them are going to have to-go areas or drive-throughs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've got a few of our businesses that we deal with through one of our other businesses. And they're restaurants, and they have really shifted to-go. They're not even to-go businesses, but they've shifted to-go menus, and it's really working well for them. I mean, I got to give it up for them. They were put under that situation by the circumstances that they were put in, but they're starting to see an opportunity right now. You know, that's pretty awesome to watch them reinvent their businesses like that.
More coming up with a guy that has a lot of experience. He's run for governor. He also runs small businesses, and he's in the process of refiguring his business model. He is Jared Fisher from Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now. Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
There is good news. We will recover. We will thrive if we act now. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. I'm not a professional politician. I'm a 20-year military veteran and a successful business owner. I know how to balance a budget, secure a border, and help President Trump revive our economy. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. Join SamPetersForCongress.com. Remember, Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Make sure you prepare with clean water and soap or hand sanitizer and use them often. Avoid close contact with people who are sick, coughing, or sneezing. COVID-19 is transmitted through close personal contact, so keep your distance. Cooperate with response measures instituted by your employer and those recommended by health officials at the federal, state, and local level. Practice social distancing and limit large group interactions. Times like these test our resolve. The strength of our local is what will help forge our city into the future. When the smoke clears, we will stand united. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and $529 for a family. That's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Jared Fisher joining us, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, and a small business guy, a guy that ran for governor, rode his bike across all 17 counties of Nevada. He knows this state maybe as well as anybody. And Jared, we've just finished spending 2 months plus in telling people that if they go out of their house, they die. If they stay at home, they live. That we should all stay home for Nevada. How now do we convince people it's okay to come out of the bubble, so to speak, and get out? I mean, a lot of people are still very much afraid to go outside. How do we convince them?
Well, they can just – they're just going to have to see what other people are doing. You know, I've told people this from the very get-go. You cannot live your life in fear. If you are vulnerable, make sure that you take care of yourself. The one thing I think that we've lacked throughout this entire COVID-19 is to put the trust in individual citizens, for them to take the responsibility for their own lives. Now, people who are vulnerable, like my parents, 74 years old, they're older and they're not going to take risks, you know, when they have certain health issues, and they are staying home. At least my dad and my stepmother, that's their choice, and that's a smart choice. I've got a little girl who is a diabetic, and I'm very careful with who she gets in contact with. That's my responsibility as a citizen. That's my responsibility as a parent, as a father, and I need to have that responsibility and have that choice to make that on my own, and that's what people need to do. If you're a healthy, strong individual, you've got a strong immune system. Generally, you don't get sick, and you're afraid to go outdoors, that's your choice. But I'll tell you what, people are starting to figure out that they're not getting sick. People that may have taken, you know, you take that, the Harvard study that was done in the Bay Area where most everybody was sick that they did this study on. They never knew they were sick. They had the coronavirus and they, you know, they went on living. They never knew they had it. So it goes back to the boy in the plastic bubble. You know, maybe if you walk out of the bubble, you might actually stay alive and have a great time and great life and not get sick. So, you know, people just need to trust their own immune systems and trust their, you know, their intellect on what they should do. You know, you watch too much, you know, CNN or something, you're going to go crazy. You've got to turn it off eventually.
Well, I just look at the ads that you see on all these cable news networks, and they bring out NFL players and NASCAR drivers all day saying people should stay at home for Nevada, blah 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 blah, and now we got to reverse that and get people like Raiders players and Golden Knights players to come out and say, hey, it's okay to come out again.
Yeah, I mean, I was just mountain biking with one of the Golden Knight players just last week. We went mountain biking together.
Who was that?
You know what? I don't know all the Golden Knight. This is going to sound crazy, but we've got three Golden Knight customers of ours. I mean, I don't really know if I should say his name on the radio. I just remembered it now, but I'm just going to keep it quiet.
Okay.
But he, you know, we've got three mountain bikers that come into our bike shop that are Golden Knight players, and they love to ride mountain bikes.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so, and they're strong. They're, you know, they're taking up this new sport because they're not doing a whole lot on the hockey front right now. So, but they're not afraid to get outdoors. They're young, healthy pups. They're getting out there and just, you know, going out and getting out there with their family and their girlfriends or whatnot, and they're riding. So, it's pretty cool to see. So,
last but not least, I wanted to get this in. I've only got a minute. Should we be reopening the schools, and if so, when? Should we do it in July, like some states are talking about? Should we wait till the fall, or should we wait till January 2021?
Well, if we wait till January 2021, we're going to run into a major problem some 10 years down the line when this generation of students is not quite as intelligent. that's probably what's going to happen. No, we need to reopen our schools as planned in August in Nevada. And, you know, my family, my little girl just popped in here, just smiling at me. You know, she's doing as much studying as she can right now.
And by the way, can I just tell you something? I've got her picture up on my wall at home. Is this Sequoia you're talking about?
Yeah, Sequoia. She popped her little face in here.
Tell her I love the picture and it's on my wall in my office.
Oh, okay. I will. That's when we're done here. But, she's dying to get back to school. And, you know, she's loving this long break, but, you know, we went and delivered some stuff to her teacher. She misses her teacher. But I've got to tell you this one last thing, Kevin. Nevada school system, you know, there are great teachers out there that are trying, they're working so hard right now to try and educate the students. And I got to tell you, they do not have the tools they need to teach what they need to teach. Nevada was so off the back end on this COVID-19. It is embarrassing. When you look at the states of Arizona and Utah bordering this state, and they went straight to online schooling, and Nevada just said, oh, yeah, okay, you're off school.
Hey, Jared.
And they really had no plan.
Jared, yeah. I hate to end it on that note. But thank you, my friend. We'll talk again.
You got it.
Jared Fisher from Escape Adventures and Las Vegas Cyclery. As we continue, it's Monday. It's Live and Local now.
I'm Maria Bartiromo, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are surging in afternoon trading on hopeful news around a potential coronavirus vaccine. Shares of drug maker Moderna are jumping over 25% after the company said it had positive results from early human tests of its vaccine. And energy stocks are spiking as oil prices rise, with ExxonMobil and Chevron leading the charge. And shares of automakers are rallying after a two-month coronavirus lockdown. Ford, General Motors, and Fiat Chrysler are reopening vehicle assembly plants today at limited capacity. The industry employs about 1 million workers and makes up around 6% of U.S. economic activity. And a new leader at the helm at Hertz, as the car rental firm has been hit hard by a downturn in global travel. Hertz naming Paul Stone as its president and chief executive. Stone was the company's executive vice president and chief retail operations officer for North America. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Democrats in Congress are looking into why President Trump's firing the State Department Inspector General.
House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Elliot Engel says State Department Inspector General Steve Linnick was investigating President Trump's use of an emergency declaration to send weapons to Saudi Arabia. Over the weekend, Engel and top Senate Foreign Relations Committee Democrat Bob Menendez linked the IG's removal to an investigation in the Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's use of government resources for personal use.
Fox's Jared Halpern. There's a tropical storm watch up in eastern North Carolina with Tropical Storm Arthur approaching.
Forecast track is going to take the center very close to the coastline and then move near or east of the coast of North Carolina later today and then turn away from the east coast of the U.S. tonight and Tuesday.
Dennis Felkin of the National Hurricane Center says some coastal spots could get 5 inches of rain. America's listening to Fox News.
This is the moment when America comes together.
And Fox News Channel is with you every step of the way.
There are so many uplifting stories, people helping each other.
America's best shine brightest when needed the most.
The spirit of generosity has been enormous.
We took an oath to be here for the public, so we're not going anywhere.
We are resilient. Thanks to her citizens, the America we know will come out of this stronger than ever before.
America together, on air and online, only Fox News Channel.
Fox Nation presents A Grateful Nation. Now, more than ever, it's time for us to say thank you to America's military heroes, past and present. All month long, hear stories of courage, honor, and sacrifice from the men and women who fought on the front lines and continue to keep our country safe. Fox Nation presents A Grateful Nation. Now, for a limited time, receive a free signed copy of Pete Hegseth's new book with the purchase of a one-year subscription to Fox Nation.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm. This powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful, because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans' families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Need her badly. Don't you love her ways?
I know it is tempting. You want to get outside. You want to get out in the weather. You want to go walking with me or running with my buddy Mark Hoke or riding a bicycle with Jared Fisher. But you can't. You can't because of the pain. Well, if you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain, would you like to make that pain go away? You need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At Pipcoa, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. You say, well, how do you know so much about it? Well, it turns out I suffered from chronic pain for a long time due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact Pipcoa. And after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my surgery. So whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, they see a lot of neuropathy patients, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, Pipcoa can make that pain go away. Now, you don't have to live with it anymore. Make the pain go away. Make that call. You've been thinking about calling, haven't you? But you've always had something else to do. Well, you got some time on your hands. Why don't you do it right now? By the end of the week, you could be cured. Pipcoa, 702-546-8767. Ask for Summer. She'll answer all your questions. She'll explain it all for you. That number again, 702-546-8767. Pipcoa, the Pain Injury Brain Center of America. And tell Summer that Kevin sent you. Okay. We've been talking a lot about this Stephen Horsford scumbag affair that was going on since 2009. This has been going on forever. She was a 21-year-old intern in the office of Harry Reid. He was a member of the state legislature. And he supported her financially. Where did the money come from? Campaign funds? His own personal funds? And what should happen to Stephen Horsford? I'm going to open up our phone lines right now and give you a chance to react, whether you live in CD4. I'm going to tell you, if I live in CD4 and I have voted for Stephen Horsford 4 days ago, 5 days ago, whenever I got my ballot, I'd be wanting to change my ballot, even if I'm a Democrat. Do I want scumbags like this operating in the halls of Congress? The answer is no. We'll see what you think. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We make it easy for you. But I want to find out. I know this is his personal life, but he was a public figure and a public office holder. There should be an investigation. We need to find out if any government funds or campaign funds were used to support this illicit relationship. Now, the morality of the infidelity, that's not for you and me to judge. That's for him and his wife to deal with. But there is a legal aspect to this that needs to be addressed. And we've seen members of the legislature, of the Nevada legislature, have to resign because of stuff like this. And by the way, to the female members of the Nevada delegation, where the hell are you? Where is your voice? As of Saturday, nobody would step forward and talk about this. Catherine Cortez Masto, Susie Lee, Jackie Rosen, Dina Titus, where the hell are you? We'll see what you think coming up. 844, the number 2, Nevada. 844-263-8232. I'm anxious to find out where the female members of the delegation are on this. Is this okay with you? Is this all right with you? Should we just brush it under the rug? By the way, speaking of malfeasance in office, that's what a lot of people are saying about the president, and Obamagate. It's now being dubbed Obamagate. Did the former president do anything untoward relative to the Russian investigation into the Trump administration? I had a chance to talk with Kelly Sadler, Communications Director of America First Action, a PAC, and the former Special Assistant to the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. And I asked her, does this thing reach all the way up into the Oval Office?
Well, it definitely went into the Oval Office. Sally Yates was in the Oval Office, and she was absolutely floored at what the conversations that were happening at the top of the Obama White House with Obama, with his Vice President, Joe Biden, and the unmasking and basically the spying on the Trump campaign from you know, the beginning of the spring of 2016 up until the transition of power. They were looking to discredit the incoming Trump administration. And what they did to General Flynn was absolutely a miscarriage of justice. What they quite frankly did to the Trump campaign for 3 years. We had Russia stories. They ignited a special counsel. I mean, this hung over our heads, all without any evidence. It started with the bogus Steele dossier, which has been disproven and discredited. It was paid for by the DNC. It was opposition research. And this is what they based their entire case on. And it was just so flimsy. And I hope we're going to see a lot more with John Durham. In his report, A.G. Barr is on top of this, and Rick Grenell has just been doing an incredible job with the intelligence community in declassifying all of this information so we know kind of the route and how far it went up.
I want to ask you, because people on the left are saying, oh, come on, this is just conspiracy talk. There's no smoking gun. Is there a smoking gun now after what Rick Grenell has declassified?
Well, I don't know how you can say this is a conspiracy. I mean, we had the unmasking of General Flynn by Joe Biden. On the same day, we had General Flynn's name leaked to the press, leaked to the Washington Post. That's a criminal action. Yes, you can have, you know, unmasking in and of itself is not a crime. It happens every day. But it's when you start leaking this information to the media, to this Russia collusion hoax narrative that they want. There's no conspiracy about this. The media is complicit in this. The mainstream media, and they got their sources from James Clapper, James Comey, John Brennan. Who knows who the leak was? But I am encouraged with the work that Rick Grenell is that we will learn who leaked all this information out to the press. James Clapper was on an interview with CNN on Friday when they asked him about this. And all of a sudden, when they asked about the leaking, his internet went fuzzy,
yeah.
And then he cut off of the conversation. We're going to get to the bottom of this, and it's not a conspiracy. I mean, this is a bigger, bigger scandal than Watergate, all perpetuated by the Obama administration.
The only reaction from the former president was one word: vote. He's not denying anything. I mean, do we need a denial from the former president?
We need some journalists to ask him start asking him some questions. Journalists are acting as if they're an arm of the DNC. It's amazing to me how Joe Biden hasn't been questioned more thoroughly on this. But, you know, AG Barr and the Justice Department will get to the bottom of it without the mainstream media's help. I've given up on them because, as I said, they're complicit and they'd rather cover up for Obama and Biden than they would like to uncover the truth.
I want to ask you about the upcoming campaign. It's hard to believe, but November is going to be here before you know it. We may still be with stay-at-home orders. You prepared?
No.
I know. And you guys have it worse than anybody back in D.C. Can you talk a little bit about, are you prepared? I need about a minute answer. Are you prepared to go forward this way without the big CAG rallies or any of that? Are you prepared to prosecute this campaign kind of the way you're doing it now?
No. And I mean, we're prepared to continue to do it now, but we're seeing different states open up. And you can't be a stay-at-home order until November. That's absolutely ridiculous. So as these states open up, we will be traveling to them, doing events with the vice president. I know that the campaign is looking at, you know, how do we do a rally and how do we do that with those in August or, you know, in September. The Republican National Convention is still going to be held. It'll look a little different and feel a little different, but it's still going to happen in person. And we as a nation have got to reopen to survive, quite frankly. It's an economic disaster to stay closed, like in states like California or even Illinois, indefinitely until there's a cure. It's just not a realistic option.
Kelly Sadler, smart lady and a former special assistant to President Donald J. Trump, now the communications director for America First Action. If you don't know what that is, it is the official pack of the Trump reelect campaign. Let's go to your phone calls. Lottie holding very patiently. In fact, let's begin with Bob in Henderson. Bob, you're up. You're on Live and Local Now. What do you think we should do with Stephen Horsford?
It's rated R, can I say it?
No.
But you know what, Kevin, seriously. This guy doesn't care if he wins or loses. That's why I'm backing Sam Peters, as you are. He doesn't care. The bottom line is because when he's not in Congress, he gets a third of $1 million at least on the books as a lobbyist from the Democratic Party. So this guy doesn't care. What's amazing is that he's getting away with this stuff, and as the Reverend Wright said, the chickens are coming home to roost.
Well, can I tell you something, Bob? I'm hopeful that there will be enough pressure put on people like Jackie Rosen and Susie Lee and Dina Titus and others, Catherine Cortez Masto, that will force an investigation, at least an investigation, so all these unanswered questions can be answered. Like, for instance, when you were financially supporting this 21-year-old intern, were you doing it with campaign funds? Were your staff members either in Carson City or in Washington when you went to Washington? Were staff members being used to help this girl, this 21-year-old woman, this intern? And by the way, why are we just now finding out about this? Now, I've always said I would much prefer go before a congressional committee or the ethics committee. I would much rather do that than have to face my wife and say, you know, I've been unfaithful since 2009. That's amazing. That is amazing. Let's go to Tom. Tom, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Good morning, Kevin. You know, this Horsford thing, I don't hold too much hope. He's a fellow scumbag, fellow traveler, fellow commie, you know, in the Democrat Party. My question here is, what did Harry Reid know of this at the time, if one of his people was carrying this thing on?
That is a good. Now, I will tell you that Harry Reid probably never spent a lot of time in the, quote, office with the junior staff. And, of course, a 21-year-old intern is junior. She's the one that's usually answering the phone. She's the one that's handing out press releases at news conferences, but they're not the ones that are meeting with the as they call them, the principal, the candidate or the office holder. But no, that's a good question. See,
Harry's probably a lot like Sergeant Schultz. You know, he knows nothing.
I know nothing. Nothing.
You know, one other thing, if you don't mind, you know. In a conquering enemy, when they take over a population, two things that they do is they seize the grain stores, you know, deprive the victims of their food, and also they raid the treasury, you know, and we've got Miss Pelosi up there, you know, continuing trying to raid the treasury, you know, and they're locking us down on our food and things like that. So anybody who doesn't think that these House of Representative Democrats are not an assaulting enemy needs to open their eyes and look around.
Good point. Good point. More of your calls coming up. Quick break. When we come back, we are going to show you how incredibly bizarre this has become. This whole argument about can you go out? That binary choice that we always talk about. You stay at home, as the governor would say, stay home for Nevada, or go out. And by the way, you get to live. You'll live if you stay home. You'll die if you go outside. The next person you come in contact with could end up infecting you, and you could die. Now, in the face of that, somebody tell me how we convince people it's okay to go outside. It's okay to get on your bike and ride in your neighborhood. You're not going to catch the coronavirus on your bicycle in your neighborhood. You probably, the chances are very, very remote. But how do we convince people? It's okay to go to a restaurant. I see people hosing down these tables and these chairs and everything you touch with disinfectant. It's incredible. But we're going to show you how bizarre this has all become with an example from Nassau County in New York State. That's Long Island. I think it's Long Island. Anyway, we'll talk about that more coming up. Plus your phone calls. Live and local now. In these troubled times, we all need to prepare for the unexpected. Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's why I recently called Castle Insurance Group to do a full review of my insurance. In an emergency, I wanted to be fully covered, but I also wanted to make sure I was getting the most bang for the buck. I spent all of about 10 minutes with my Castle Insurance Group agent, and the next morning, she had my quotes for auto and renter's insurance ready to go. She not only improved my coverage, but she also saved me hundreds of dollars. In these uncertain times, who couldn't use more money in their pocket? At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers like Progressive, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, and ASI. Would you like to save money on your home, auto, and life insurance while actually improving coverage? Then call my friends at Castle Insurance Group at 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote. That's 702-714-1060. All it will cost you is 10 minutes and a phone call. That's 702-714-1060.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you sick of the do-nothing Congress? I am. That's why I'm supporting retired United States Air Force Major and Bronze Star recipient Sam Peters for Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Sam's not a career politician. He's not part of the D.C. swamp, and he's a real conservative. He's a local Nevada business owner who's active in the community and a man who knows how to get things done. He knows what it means to sign the front and the back of a paycheck. And after more than 20 years in the Air Force, he also knows the bureaucracy that is our federal government. As Sam says, to fix the problem, you've got to understand the problem. And you can bet Sam understands the problems. Let's send Sam Peters to represent us in Washington. He'll get real results on building the wall, securing our borders, reforming Congress, and finally balancing the budget. Join me in supporting Sam Peters by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's Sam Peters, number 4, congress.com.
I'm Sam Peters, and I approve this message, paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. He's the right man for you. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Yes, Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. He's the right man for you.
Hi, I'm Stephen Silver Cross, candidate for Nevada Regent. This year's primary is an all mail-in ballot, so be sure to keep your eyes out for yours in the mail. And remember to vote Silver Cross for Regent.
Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Yes, Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. He's the right man for you.
Paid for by Friends for Stephen Silver Cross.
Hi, I'm Jim Small, and I'm running for State Assembly in District 2. I grew up instilled with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and spending money wisely. District 2 wants a representative in Carson City that will fight high taxes and regulations that hurt businesses and the livelihood of everyday Nevadans. I have carried those values all of my life, and I have the necessary experience to do the job. My name is Jim Small, and I'm running to be your assemblyman in District 2. Remember, think big, vote small. Paid for by Jim for Nevada.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Psychery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
If you're listening to your stomach growling and you're saying, I'm getting hungry, it's lunchtime, my buddy Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge has a suggestion. You've driven past their location over the last 30-plus years on East Flamingo at Pecos, and you've never stopped in. But I'm going to give you an opportunity to do that. In fact, you can continue to enjoy the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect for, what, the past 30-plus years. The full menu now available for carryout or curbside. And all you have to do is pick up the phone and call. 702-451-2323. That number again, 702-451-2323. Try it. East Flamingo at Pecos, Ichabod's Lounge. I promised I'd give the last word, and it's a bizarre one. This is Laura Curran. She is the Nassau County, New York executive, trying to explain how to properly handle your, giggle, giggle, tennis balls.
Unless they're from the same household, has to bring their own tennis balls so that you don't touch other people's tennis balls with your hands. You can kick their balls, but you can't touch them. I'm going to blush. Sorry. Of course, if you're playing with someone in your household, you can touch those tennis balls. To avoid confusion between whose balls are whose, you can use a marker, like a Sharpie, to mark out, to put an X or put someone's initials on them. I would just say...
Is that the most bizarre thing you have ever seen? I mean, that's how incredibly bizarre this has gotten. And maybe we need some comic relief. Maybe after staying home for Nevada or for Nassau, New York, Nassau County, New York, maybe we need some comic relief. Thank you to the county executive there in Nassau County, Laura Curran. It's gone viral. It's gone viral. We'll do the same thing tomorrow. We're going to have more fun. We're going to get you ready for phase two. How long will it be till we finally get to phase two, and what will it look like? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more tomorrow. Till we join you, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, live and local, now. Look inside, girl. Let the sun take you away. Last night I heard a letter slam, and so I wish that I could stay before the thing could answer me. Well, someone came and took a half away. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.